Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and today we're covering the latest measles outbreak in Florida, new scrutiny of pharma advertising, and a cost-effectiveness review of obesity treatments. Florida's Surgeon General has announced a plan to remove vaccine mandates in schools, even as the state reports a measles outbreak. The move has sparked concern among public health experts, who warn that loosening school immunization requirements could worsen outbreaks of preventable diseases. With measles cases already rising nationally, the announcement underscores the ongoing tension between public health policy and political decision-making. In other news, President Donald Trump has renewed focus on direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical advertising, signaling potential restrictions if he returns to office. Critics argue that DTC ads can drive up drug demand and costs, while supporters say they inform patients and encourage conversations with providers. With the U.S. being one of only two countries that allows such advertising, any policy changes could significantly reshape how pharma engages with consumers. Lastly, the Institute for Clinical and Economic Review, ICER, has released a new report on the cost-effectiveness of GLP-1 therapies, including semaglutide and tirzepatide for obesity. While the treatments show strong clinical benefits, ICER concluded that current prices far exceed traditional cost-effectiveness thresholds. The report could influence payer decisions and future negotiations as demand for obesity drugs continues to surge. From vaccine policy shifts and advertising scrutiny to cost pressures on obesity therapies, these stories show the intersection of politics, economics, and public health shaping today's pharmaceutical landscape. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.